on capturing additional market share for our inpatient hospital. But I do want to say, yes, there is a decline. We know about that. I can spend as much time as you want discussing it. There's changes in just on healthcare is being delivered, but it's something that we are working on. But it is one component of our business. The second thing to mention are our outpatient visits. Those are pretty much flat right now, which in some ways is good because, as Tim talked about, we're continuing to, the market continues to evolve. We're working on getting additional workload. We're getting additional contracts. And again, it's a rapidly changing market, and it's a competitive market, and one in which, though, we're doing, I think, a good job holding our own. This is to give questions always arise about the payer mix in the hospital, and I just wanted to give you a picture of this. Joe will talk about what the payer mix looks like for the group. This is based on the number of patient days. Pretty much everything we do in the hospital uses patient days as its metric. And this gives a really good sense of the fact that we're staying true to our mission. Public aid is about 40% of our workload. Self-pay, for the most part, for the hospital. Self-pay is really people who just don't pay. So that's about 46% of our workload. The shrinking amount of Blue Cross and commercial reflects what's going on in the healthcare industry and the insurance industry as it is. Pretty much indemnity plans are going away as things switch to HMO, PPO. Under healthcare reform, we're going to see even more of this as we move to accountable care organizations where the organization is responsible for the entire healthcare of the patient. Pretty much maybe going back to some of the old days where we had things like capitated patients. Medicare is growing, and that's good news for us. Cash. One thing I wanted to mention on our cash balance, that spike in fiscal 08, that is an artifact of bond proceeds that were received and held in escrow that then got paid out in fiscal 09. This is a timing issue on how the fiscal year went. But if you subtract the $40 million from there, you can see we pretty much had our cash balance growing. Part of this was a planned strategy on our part. We knew that there were going to be multi-million-dollar expenditures for IT. We knew that we needed to continue. That's one of our strategic initiatives to keep us well-positioned in the market in IT. And now under healthcare reform, as we go more towards meaningful use of the electronic record, we and our physicians are well-positioned. We need to continue to work hard on this. There is probably $20 to $30 million in incentive payments that will be coming in the future. But of even more concern is that by the time we hit 2015, if we aren't in compliance with the federal rules, there will be penalties on the downside. So as far as IT goes, we need to continue the efforts that we put in. But as Trustee Courts mentioned, we have a very healthy cash balance. And the good thing about the cash balance is that when we met with Walt and the folks from finance and Doug, we are able to go ahead and begin the work on our building without having to go out and issue bonds during these kinds of financial times with the condition of the state and the finances of the university. So we will be able to do the work on the hospital at least in year one out of our cash. Cash collections, this just shows again that our work continues to go up. And I wanted to mention, Trustee Courts mentioned a little bit, but part of this is the work that we do that doesn't show up in days of care. And if you look at our net income, you'll see that there was about a $30 million one-time benefit that we got. And just like we were just hearing about online education. This is the result of several years worth of hard work to position ourselves to be able to take advantage of changes in the marketplace. So the first $30 million were one-time payments, but if you take away the $30 million, we still had a $30 million profit for the year, and when you take a look at where that came from, about $14 million of that came from reductions in salaries. We were able to do that. We didn't lay people off. We were able to do that by better staffing. We were able to do that by every time a vacancy came up in the organization, the director or the supervisor of that department had to justify why this position needed to be filled. Some of our workload was down, and so our position management committee was very rigorous in questioning people about why do you need to fill a position if our workload is down. So by the end of the year, we had come down almost 200 positions 200 equivalence positions, and that accounted for about $14 million worth of savings. And then the other business, Trustee Koritz mentioned our radiation oncology business. Again, we went out in the marketplace and competed for that VA contract. We got that VA contract, and now we are providing radiation oncology services to our affiliate, the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. Our outpatient laboratory business continues to grow. Those of you who don't know, we provide laboratory services to numerous organizations throughout the state. That business continues to grow. We also looked at the market to see what healthcare changes are bringing, and more care is going to the outpatient business. More care is going to the outpatient business. That is absolutely one of the things that's affecting our inpatient census. But in order to take advantage of that change, one of the things that we've done is we've put in place an outpatient imaging center. So now we're trying to capture the market. We have people who go out into surrounding communities, visiting physicians in the surrounding neighborhood, letting them know about our outpatient imaging center, and that business is growing. So all in all, I think as we end, fiscal 10 was a very good year. It's an anomaly, and when we were talking to Doug and Walt, I don't know what Joe and I are going to have to do to surpass last year, but we'll certainly work on it. And now let me turn this over to Joe.
Yeah, very briefly, thank you, John. The physician group, just to give one reminder, we see ourselves as a statewide organization. Increasingly, the task is how well we integrate with the hospital system and our area hospitals and our affiliate hospitals so we can really operate as a single accountable care organization. I just point to something you've heard me mention before, telehealth, where we have been highly successful since the last time we talked in July in getting contracts, both private and state contracts. We are now doing the hepatitis C and HIV treatment through telehealth with the State Department of Corrections. Private contracts have also followed. And this, in addition to generating revenue, it's becoming an education tool, and it's giving us statewide recognition. Again, to show the critical role our group practice plays in the operation of the medical school, it's about 34% of our revenue. Here on the top green line, you see exactly what John showed. There is a flattening of volume on the green line. On the purple line, or the dark line, you see, however, in what's called self-supporting services revenue, an increase. What we're doing is, in order to have a sufficient large physician faculty in different areas, to make sure we're gaining all the revenue we can for them, we take other hospitals that have needs, such as neurosurgery, and give them 24/7 on-call coverage for a very good price that also allows them to see who we are, what we can do, and to refer their more difficult cases into us. So overall, our revenue has grown. This is, I think, really a good slide because it's going up. and we're at about $65 million in cash reserves. That was deliberate because medical schools cost a lot. Some of you might have known in Crane Chicago Business this week where Northwestern University is going to have to bail their medical school out to the tune of $45 million. That shouldn't happen. It's not just a hospital that can go down. It's a medical school. It can go very quickly when you're dealing with $500 million in annual revenues. We saved it because we want to be prepared for further state cuts. Now, we could have put that into more faculty, and we could have increased more volume with that, and indeed, that's what Northwestern did. But we can't count on, as President Hogan said, further state. The other advantage of having this is, should we ever go to bonding to rebuild, this money is counted in what is looked at along with the hospital. They're bundled together into a single cause. This just shows our payer mix of the group and how it compares with our group practice at University of Illinois. On the left, the dark and the red, is the average of a group medical schools. You see, we're not doing badly in the area of commercial and PPO. We have really grown that business strongly in the last 5 years. Medicare is just